Hello.
Hey there.
Yeah. How's it going?
Finally.
Finally.
So how are you?
Actually, I've been waiting. Good so far. Been stressing out for our LARA meetings.
Uh-huh.
Because we're having because there's a flood in the south of Alberta, so
oh my God.
We're just monitoring it. So.
Uh-huh.
There's a big part of southern part of Alberta. There are like 4 locations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to monitor regarding that. So we have some lack of meetings.
All right. Well, I do have some questions regarding the business that you have. So how long have you been doing this business for?
Actually, I've been doing this. I started way back 2012. Unfortunately, I didn't have the chance to, you know, go through it because I'm working that time in the restaurant, so most of the events is from Friday or Saturday, even, you know, most of the weekends. So in the restaurant industry, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a no-no for a day off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
It's like on and off, but 2 years ago, I started doing it most of the time. Because I'm away from the food industry. So I'm in other industry right now. So that's one of the reasons why
right.
I want to make a
business. And what does this business mean to you? Like how important
is
this business?
It is important. It is one of my source of income. It's like, you know, bread and butter. Plus, you know, I've been passionate of this photography for since 2008.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I've been trying my best to at least capture the one of the moments that will be pictures be frozen in time. So that's one of my saying is that we want to be part of your unforgettable moments. So I was thinking that if I take this kind of event and I got the good quality of pictures, even you know, best shots, they will put in, they can hang it in their wall, and it will tell me that they will pop up in their mind that this is gonna be, you know, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, well, that is the reason that we do hire professional photographers like you, all right, to go ahead and keep our memories safe, all right, and you do go ahead and keep our memories safe with your cameras. And I suppose that you do have a good camera with you all the time.
I just only have the regular one, 6D Mark II and Mark I.
These are pretty good, to be really honest.
As soon as I get more clients, why not? Probably I'm going to upgrade it to more expensive or good quality camera.
Absolutely.
Like how can...
Yes. Because once the website goes live, you will be getting a lot of customers to go ahead and, hey, I would like to go ahead and have your photography services.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's one of my goals. Because
absolutely.
Right now, I just only have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to go ahead and achieve your goals how? By letting us help you as well.
Yes, of course, yeah. If you guys can help me to at least, make a good website, then it's going to be added as on my assets, you know.
Absolutely, and that's the reason I'm here for you on the call, all right? Because because Mark is the one who's taking care of this project for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I take care of all of the projects that are running in the company at the moment, all right? So I go ahead and take the scope of work that the customer requires so we can work accordingly, all right? Because as you said, that this is your passion. All right, and you do want to go ahead and live your dreams, all right?
Yes, of
but
course.
Because of photography, you want to go ahead and get the expensive cameras, you want to be taking out shoots of models, you want to be get hired by a lot of people so you can get rich and you can just go ahead and fulfill your dreams. This is your dream, right?
Exactly, yeah. One of my dreams.
All right, okay. In your questionnaire, you said helps to tell my clients and visitor on what I do, what types of photography services I offer, or what additional services I can offer, for example, a photo booth that can help inform my visitors. All right, okay.
Yes.
Well, I did create one of a video, one of a website for one of my clients. That is Nikki K. If you know the name.
Okay.
All right. And is this your phone number that I'm calling on?
Yes, this is my phone number.
Can I text you a website so you can check on your phone? Will that be okay?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, but
do you
want
to check it out right now?
Yeah, because I think that you're outside right now, so I do not want to go ahead and let you know, like, hey, you better go on your computer right now.
Okay, yeah.
All right, just give me a minute.
Sure.
And the phone number be 780-716-8119.
Yes, sir.
I just texted you. Can you go ahead and check if you have it?
Let me check this for a second. Right now, I don't have.
You didn't get my text?
No. Still waiting. Oh, yeah, this one, yeah.
You got high?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you open your phone and go on to google.com so I can show you? Because I think that's not going away.
Google.com?
Yes.
You mean Google?
That's google.com?
Yeah, I'm on Google right now.
All right.
Okay.
Just go ahead and type in, just give me a minute. Nikki-K.com.
That's M-I-C?
N-I-K-K-I.
Just give me a second. It's too loud in here. I'm just going to go inside. I'm carrying the outside right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been busy person.
I know how busy people can get.
Second. Okay. I mean, so, M-I-C-K?
No, N-I-K-K-I.
N-I. So, oh, hold on. So, November, India, Charlie, Kilo.
No. November, Indigo, Kite, Indigo, Dash, Kite, Apple, Yellow.com.
Oh. So, Nikki Kai.
Yeah.
So, I just pop up here, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Nikki Photography?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Well, this is a website of one of our clients that we created for them because she was a photographer as well. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has been with us for around like 1 or 2 years now. And we are taking care of all of her things for the website and for the social media and everything else. All right, so she can get a lot of customers, and she can get a lot of services that she can provide. All right, so that's what we do.
Okay. All right,
so you can see the scope of work that I am thinking right now for you. All right, because you told me that this is your profession and this is your dream. So that is the reason I told you, like, hey, I know what you're looking for, and this is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about this website?
This website is it's good. It's very nice, actually.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to have
this
a website?
Like,
just go ahead.
This kind of website is just, you know, simple and elegant. And, just putting the name, email, location, phone number, couple of sessions, date, budget. I think this is way better to communicate with the future customers.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is perfectly done.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so I had one question.
Okay.
Well, I have already asked the team to go ahead and revise with your logo.
Okay.
Right. The main markets are weddings, baptismal, all right, birthdays, graduation, maternity, family, solo, portrait,
mm-hmm.
concerts, and debut. All right, okay. There is no existing website.
Yes.
Paintly color, maybe white and yellow, blue. All right, okay. And you sent three of your competitors. That is one is
mm-hmm.
the headshot photography. Do you want
yes.
or do you want really want your website to be better than theirs?
Of course.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. On the headshotphotography.org.
Mm-hmm. As much possible, I want to at least compete with their website, you know?
Yes, of course. Well, the website should compete your competitors, of course.
Yes, should be like a competitive, but more elegant and more, you know, easy to read. And, you know, everything must will be there already,
mm-hmm.
what they need or... something like that.
Of course. Well, the website that is for the headshot photography, to be really honest, what would you think for the website that we created for Nikki K for, in regards to headshot photography? What do you think about it?
I think Nikki K, they are good. I think maybe if you can put more like a slides like you made on my on the version of the website you were giving to me, at least they can scroll something, you know, for introduction. They can see something, you know, what kind of business I have. So once they click that one, and there's a slide of pictures that for every kind of event. For example, the wedding there, the birthdays, concerts, or just, you know, a solo pictures or graduation pictures, you know, something like that, that, oh, this kind of nice. So it will be not dull or something.
Of course, of course. You got it. You got it. All right, okay. And you want to go ahead and pay cash or interact? So you do not want your website to be making money? You don't want your website to take any kind of payments or anything like that?
As of now, because I don't have the debit machine. In the future, probably. But as of now, I can do the interaction.
Do you have PayPal?
E-transfer. Yeah. Or PayPal. No, I don't have any account. I am mostly like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm mostly like doing the e-transfer for the money. Yeah. And I was thinking also that, you know, probably if there's a chance that on the pictures that I have in my one of the albums, let's say for the wedding, if they want to purchase it or they want to an additional to print, at least there's a cost for that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, like, you know, add on something.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course, of course. Well, what we can do is we can create that functionality so people can just go ahead and pay for that over the website. And for the big shoes, they can just go ahead and get in contact with you so you can let them know about the amount, what is the package,
mm-hmm.
and all. So they can just go ahead and, you know, have a query and you can get the service done. What do you think? For
mm-hmm.
the little things, the website can take the payment. But for the big thing, for the big things, for the big shows, like, you can just go ahead and get in contact with the client and take the payments. Like, if there's $10, $5, or $20, $50, or even $100, the website will be eligible to go ahead and take the payment.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That would be great too.
All right. Okay. And on question 7, you said, do you need, we asked a question like, do you need a CMS? In which you said yes. Do you know what a CMS
uh-huh.
is?
Not really. I just want to make sure what is that.
Well, that is a content management system in which you can just go ahead and make the changes to your content, to the verbiage, to the images of the website once the website goes live over the internet. So you can just go ahead and make the changes by yourself.
Oh, yeah. That would be great, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And the 8th question is, like, do you need the SSL integration required? In
which one?
Said,
the question number 8 in which you said not sure of this.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, do you know what that is?
Not actually, no.
Okay. Well, it is something you can say. Let me just go ahead and rephrase it. Do I need to fasten the seatbelt while driving fast? I do, right?
Yes, of course.
Do I need to put on protective eyewear while watching the solar eclipse? I do.
Oh, of course. Yes.
All right. Well, the same question is, like, as far as the third question is concerned, like, do I need the security for the stuff for the website? Well, yes. Same answer goes with the fourth, unless, all right, well, unless you don't want that, all right? Okay, so SSL in 2000, if you own a website or a blog or anything like that in 2022, you need an SSL, all right? It's as simple as that. SSL certificate is no longer a luxury, all right? It's an out-and-out necessity nowadays, all right?
Okay.
If it is not on the website, all right, of course, well, people, Google in 2018 came with a plan, like, if a website doesn't have a security over it, all right, it'll just red flag the website, it'll take it down, and let the owner know that your website has been taken down, because it doesn't have the TLS or the SSL. Then, they get in contact with whoever made their website, they let them know, like, hey, my website got taken down, what happened? All right, and we let them know, like, hey, this was the issue, all right, that is the reason the website was taken down by Google. And now we have to go ahead and build it again from scratch.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a long procedure.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what is the benefit, okay? All right? And then we'll go about that. All right?
Okay.
Why is it important? Number first point is that it protects the data over the website.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we had a word, like people, like your website will be taking some payments for $10, $20, $15, or any of this, all right? And that by which customers will be putting in their confidential information, all right? They will be putting in their credit cards, debit cards, numbers that can be easily hacked by anyone, all right? It's a kid's game now, all right? They throw a virus on the website. The virus detects all of the credit cards and debit cards. It takes out all of the data and then transfer it over to the dark web. All right. Then the dark web sells all of that confidential email. All right. And then they charge that card with your website's name. All right. And then that is a case of data theft. All right. And then people will come over to your website like, hey, why did you charge your card? Well, you did it. But that's the back of the hacker that they did. All right. Well, as no one else can have the key to open it, all right, while dealing with the sensitive data such as IDs, passwords, credit card, and debit card, and number, etc., that still helps you protect against the miscellaneous army of hackers and skimmers as the data is turned into undescriptible format by a still hacker skills to prove to be an edgeless, all right, sort of against the unsurpassable encryption technology of SSL. All right? And the second thing is that it gives you, affirms your identity to Google. Like, hey, this website is secure for the payments. All right? That is then Google lets people come on your website. If it doesn't have it, Google will not allow the website to be able to even search. All right? Because Google works on its reviews. Google doesn't want their people to be going on any kind of that is harmless. That is harmful. All right? And then you'll be given out a better search engine ranking as well. And SSL helps you satisfy PCI and DSS requirements. All right? Well, it should be PCI compliant. Your website should be PCI compliant. All right? If your website is not PCI compliant, it will not be able to go ahead and take any kind of credit card or debit card payments over the website.
Okay.
All right? And
I got you.
Well, that is something that I just wanted to let you know. All right? So we can just go ahead and be on the same page while we go ahead and develop the website, because you will be receiving, let me check. It's, let me check on that for you. It's John, right?
Yes.
John Munson?
Yes.
All right, John, just give me a quick minute. And you didn't like the logos, you said?
I'm not.
Oh, you can let me know. That's okay.
Yeah. As we know, there's something that I might, but I'm not really quite, convinced.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a problem. We will get you convinced by another expert for the logo.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The orange one, it's, I think there's a pink, orange, and I forgot the other color. I think the orange one, maybe you can change to other color, like maybe gray or something, stand out. But other than that, if they can provide me maybe another set of logos so I can choose
of
from.
Of course, there will be. Of course. Well, I have already spoken with the team. They will be giving you a new set of logos by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just go ahead and get it all set up because you have approved one of the layouts and you told one of my team members, Matt, to go ahead and make some changes on the banner. It has been done. Okay?
Okay,
and
sounds good.
And the inner pages for home, about, services, gallery, testimonials, and contact, you said you needed almost like two testimonials for every service that you get.
Okay, yeah, that will work. Anyone who can test some testimonials there that you want
Yeah, you said if you can add testimonials to all and every event that I cover or one testimonial per page, they can ask submitting quotes and event they want. And you said that you wanted like the service that you provide, you needed some dummy testimonials over there, right? Because if you do not have any kind of reviews, even if I talk about myself, all right, I will never go ahead for a service that doesn't have any kind of reviews over there. If people doesn't have any kind of ratings for that business, I will never do business with that business.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and lose my money. That is the reason
we have
Trustpilot with us, all right? We do have an affiliation with Trustpilot, so we can get our clients' reviews over there, all right? And if you go ahead and search our name, Orbit Design Agency, on Trustpilot, it'll show you right away with some good reviews and a rating of 4.8. That is the reason people come and do business with us, all right? And I am pretty sure that this business, all right, you want this business into the sky. You want this business ready to go, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that is your dream.
In fact, I have one colleague that I work with. I introduced you guys to him, and then he said that probably I can, talk to one of your agents. I spoke to Tomas before, and then probably I may give her his number or the email, so at least they can, talk it over.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, just a quick question, okay? You said that you needed, you needed the pages for events, categories, all right?
I think the testimonial will be enough for just one, let's say, not in every event, probably. I just figure out that
testimonial. On the bottom. All right, and we will mention all of the services, like which of the people could get what service. We will put in like almost like four of the testimonials that will cover all of the services. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. What do you think?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, perfect.
All right, okay. And you needed a location map as well over there?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So people can location. Do you have a physical office too?
Yeah.
Or is it just from home?
It's just from home. That's my home and also my studio.
Oh, okay. You do have a studio? That is pretty awesome.
I have a mini studio, not a full studio.
Well, get ready to get a big one, though.
Yeah, probably in the future. Hopefully.
All right. Okay. Send messages and contact information. Okay. And in question number 12, you said that you needed change to Instagram and Facebook. You needed the social media icons for that?
Yeah, because I don't do Twitters, so mostly I'm using Facebook, Instagram, and what else? I think that's for, yeah, that's the only social media I'm working on. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well. All right. And you said Facebook feeds will be there. Twitter, no. Change it to Instagram. Okay. Well, that's not a problem. All right. Describe what kind of service I want under wedding category, different folders, photos, same with other events. Prices of photos are not visible. What does that mean? Prices of photos are not visible. What is that?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Well, you mentioned a point in question number 14. Prices of photos are not visible. What is that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the album, because some of the, you know, competitors, if you're going to view their, if they're going to view your website, they usually see some of the prices of your package.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those competitors, they're stealing your own package.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Absolutely.
Especially
absolutely.
For the prices?
Absolutely. I gotcha. I got
yeah, because some, if you notice, like for example, for Nikki K, I haven't seen his her prices, right?
No, but that is the reason we will not set up any kind of prices so people get in contact with
yes.
you. All right.
Exactly.
Make
yeah.
contact
exactly. Yeah.
is more important right now. All right. If you're gonna go
exactly,
ahead and
yeah.
put up the prices, the people will not be interested. Like, okay, well, it's too high, I guess, or it's too low, I guess. But even if they get on call with you, all right, that will be a better thing. Right, they can give you a call like,
yeah,
"Hey, I saw your website. What is the prices?" And then you're gonna be asking
yeah,
like,
exactly,
"Hey, what is,
yeah.
what is your affordability? I can work with it."
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can make
yeah.
a deal out of it. All right, okay. So can you read all of the content that is on the website for Nikki K?
Right now, I'm not. I cannot see it because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a problem. Well, we will require a good quality content that will be Google accepted from your site. All right, but if you don't have it, all right, because everybody has their own professionalism and everybody is
mm-hmm.
better and perfect in their profession, all right, like you're
mm-hmm.
in better in photography. I may not be,
mm-hmm.
all right? I will never
mm-hmm.
be because that is not my profession. That is not what I do. That's what you do,
mm-hmm.
all right? So people hire you to go ahead and take their photograph, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have, if you're not able to go ahead and provide us with a good content that is Google and SEO friendly, then we need someone who can go ahead and get you that content. All right? It's totally your choice. If you would like to go ahead and hire someone else to go ahead and do the content for you, or do you want my team to go ahead and write the content for you, because we are getting your website all created. All right? Your inner pages, I suppose it will be there by tomorrow. All right? And well, we will be needing the most important thing, that is the security and the content for the website.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything in mind regarding the content, or do you want my team to go ahead and do it?
Probably you guys can do it for now. Well, it will be a great help if you guys can do it.
Of course. Well, we are always eager to go ahead and provide our clients the better opportunity what we can do. All right.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. Okay. All right. So, content, all right, is the basic necessity for a website. Okay. If a good content is not there, a content should be understandable, descriptive, and for the better cause of the customer who will come on the website and read it. It should gain
mm-hmm.
interest. All right. And for Google bots as well. All right. Because when people
okay.
search you on Google, you are always searched by the keywords, all right? The keywords
mm-hmm.
will be integrated into the,
mm-hmm.
Into the you can say, the content, all right? And then you will be able to see yourself over Google as well, all right? Because SEO
mm-hmm.
will be there, and Google needs to have a good quality content written through a good content writer, all right? So they can just go ahead and throw in their bots, all right, on Digital Zone. All right, so they can just go ahead and pull up the website, see the website. If the content is not professionally written, then Google rejects it. Google's like, no,
mm-hmm.
I do not want this website to go live, all right, with that content. Then we need to go ahead and get someone who can go ahead and write the content. Well, we do provide
mm-hmm.
a service. If our client doesn't have a good quality content, then we go ahead and provide the service of content writing for the whole website. All right, that which comes with a cost. All right, that is a service that we provide. All right, through our content writer team. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, that is done for the whole website. All right, with just one cost. You don't have to go ahead and pay any kind of monthly or yearly or anything like that. All right, that is a service we provide once a client doesn't have a thing. All right, like if I don't have a shoe, then I go ahead and buy it. I cannot make a shoe myself. Then I need to go ahead and pay someone that I can go ahead and wear them shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to protect my feet. All right, just to go ahead and protect the website from being blacklisted or anything like that, we go ahead and write a good quality content so it protects the website, all right, and it gives a good feature and it gives a good look. So once someone reads it, they get that interest in the website and then they go ahead and do the content.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I think that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want me to go ahead and check on the cost that my content writing team do for you, or if you can stay over the phone?
Yeah, of course.
We can go ahead and do that for you.
Yes, please. Can you? How much? I just want to know.
Okay, sure. Just give me a quick minute, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Daddy.
Sumama ako kay mami mo.
Hi.
What? Pumunta ka muna kay mami mo, may kausap ako. Sige na.
I got to tell what's in
the... Later.
If you say so, then... I want a chocolate milkshake. That's from dessert.
Hey, I apologize for putting you on a brief hold. Are you there, John?
Yes, still here.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, I just had a word, all right, through my content writing team. They go by two kind of options, okay? One is the basic content writing that they do, all right? The content writing team will do a basic look upon your industry, all right, and will write the content accordingly, all right? They will just go ahead and do one or two keyword research, all right, and we'll put it up in the content so it looks good, all right, to complete the website pages, all right, so it's not a burden coming up on you. Some keywords integration will be there from my side for you, okay? That's what I can do, all right, which comes at a total cost of almost like $450, all right? And the second option, that's what I recommend to my clients, all right, just to go ahead and make them safe, make them all good. All right, the team will go on a keyword hunt for your business and for your competitors as well. They will check on their competitors' keyword, like what keyword they're using to go ahead and keep their business up and running and get more service. They will go ahead and check on where they're lacking. Then they will go ahead and do that keyword and fit you over there so people can go towards you more than them. So you will be getting their services, all right? People will, when someone searches for a good photographer or anything like that, you will be coming up over there on top, all right? So people can go onto that website, because I have never gone onto the second or the third page of Google. Have you? Have you ever been to that?
Mm-hmm. No, right?
You always go onto the first page you see and you just click on it, all right? And then they will go after that. Team will go through the different platforms to make sure that your website stands out in front of your competitors. The keywords will be integrated to the content and a draft will be sent out to you first for your review. All right? You review it. You let me know, like, hey, it's good to go. The website looks good. All right? The content looks good. Then we're going to go ahead and set it up on the website. Until and unless you get all satisfied, we will not set it up on the website. Your satisfaction is what matters to me, because I'm the one who got all of the clients. I do have a clientele of 209 clients with me, all right? So I make sure that all of my clients in this company are satisfied with the service that we provide. Until now, you are pretty satisfied with everything that we are doing, right? Is that correct?
Okay. So so I just want to clarify. So that's additional $400 you were saying?
Yes. And the second option will come up as like $550, all right? So it's a $100 difference between both of them.
Okay. You said $100?
Yeah, like I'm saying that the option two is for $550 and the option one is for $450. So it's a $100 difference in between both of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you talking about Canadian dollars or US dollars?
I'm talking in the US.
Because I'm based in Canada.
You're based in Canada?
Okay. Yes, I'm based in Canada.
How much? Let me just calculate it, okay? So I can make things easier for you. All right?
Okay.
I do not want a much burden on you, okay?
Because right now I just only have budgeted. I thought that everything will be okay when I get the website, but I didn't realize that there's too much to put, you know, on my website. So...
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I do understand. That is the reason I'm just talking with my finance team like what we can do about it. All right. Okay. What we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me check on it. Just give me a quick minute, John.
Is it possible to call me after 30 minutes? Because my wife is just kind of, you know, looking at me right now because I have to pay something. Mm-hmm. We have to send money in the Philippines. So he wants me to be there.
Sure.
Is it possible to call me?
Yeah, sure. I can give you a call within half an hour. And, of course, just had a word. They will convert that into Canadian for you.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Okay, let's see what's the next step, then we'll figure out later.
All right, okay. Well, I'll give you a call within half an hour, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good day. Bye.